Mr. Owen, you were in Central America in May of 1984 when a bombing attack was undertaken on the headquarters of then former Contra leader Eden Pastora. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, I was. I was down there on a survey for Colonel North. I had a meeting that night with John Hull and also with a senior CIA official in that government, or excuse me, in that country. We discussed what was going on. And I just was shocked, as everyone else was, when we learned about 3:30 in the morning when some of the Nicaraguans came to the apartment and talked with us and told us what had happened. John Hull has been accused of masterminding or being involved in it. That's absolutely scurrilous as well. And I'm saying this under oath.
The 1984 bombing at La Penca, Nicaragua, killed 8 people and injured 25 others. Among those killed was American journalist Linda Frazier. The intended victim, Contra leader Eden Pastora, escaped with only minor injuries. But some people started asking, who would want to kill Pastora? And why?
Eden Pastora, who was the famous Comandante Zero, a major military commander and hero of the Sandinista peasant revolution against Anastasio Somoza, the dictator in Nicaragua, had become growingly disenchanted with the revolutionary government, the coalition government in Nicaragua. In 1982, he left Nicaragua and went to Costa Rica. His purpose was to organize a genuinely indigenous group of Nicaraguans to undertake a political and military resistance to the Nicaraguan government.
Tony Avergan, freelance journalist and news cameraman, was working for ABC News in Costa Rica during the Pastora controversy.
Pastora had received an ultimatum from the Central Intelligence Agency saying that you must accept unity with the largest Contra group, the FDN, or face a cutoff in aid and unspecified consequences. He called this news conference for the purpose of saying that he would not give in to this demand and that he would never accept unity with the FDN. And basically to tell the CIA to go to hell.
Because of moral reasons, because of political and ideological reasons, we could not unify, become allies with the historical murderers of our people.
The international media was invited to this press conference held at Pastora's Contra base camp just inside the Nicaraguan border at La Penca. Tony Avergan was one of the journalists who made the trip upriver to hear Pastora.
It was just a very, very routine day. I myself had made at least a dozen, maybe 15 trips to Contra camps in southern Nicaragua, and this was just one more, and I thought absolutely nothing of it. I mean, didn't think there was any danger involved, you know, whatsoever.
So we got there at about 7 o'clock in the evening, and we went up to this cottage, and Pastora was there. So very soon he started talking with us. A girl came in and offered him some coffee. Some seconds afterwards, or maybe 1 minute afterwards, the bomb exploded.
Yo, sencilla y llanamente, con los que asesinaron a mi pueblo, con los que asesinaron a mi padre, con los que... Otra cosa, ¿cierto?
I felt my hair and my skin on fire, and I thought it had only happened to me, and I fell forward onto the floor trying to put out the fire, and almost as soon as I hit the floor, I realized that it wasn't just me.
After more than 12 hours, the injured journalists finally arrived at the hospital in Quesada, Costa Rica. Tony Avergan's wife, Martha Honey, also a journalist, was at the hospital.
I noticed as we came out of the emergency door that there was this person sitting there who I asked the nurses, who is that? And they said, oh, that's Per Anker Hansen, a Danish journalist. And he was sitting in hospital garb, but obviously, you know, only slightly, if at all, injured, and sitting there chain-smoking, very calm, just kind of watching what was going on. And what we later learned was that he had left the hospital and had gone back to his hotel, checked out, and vanished, and that was the last that any of us ever saw of him.
After Avergan's recovery, he and Martha Honey began an investigation of the bombing incident. They found that the bomb had been made with C4, a very powerful explosive. They also discovered that the mysterious Danish journalist named Per Anker Hansen was in fact a Makgalil, who is thought to be a right-wing anti-Qaddafi Libyan. The investigation revealed that Galil had also worked with the secret police in Chile. It soon became clear that Galil was not acting alone.
The action is well done. It's very precise. And we didn't get to Per Anker Hansen. Never. We didn't get to him. That means that he has a very good network to help him. That is the reason why I think there's an organized crime there. I don't care if it is left or right. I think there is a network behind Per Anker Hansen.
We began quite early on to collect information about what we call the intellectual authors, the people, the team behind the bomber. And I think within about 2 months, it became pretty clear to us that what we were looking at was a group of people which included some Cuban Americans from Miami, this fellow John Hull here, who works for the CIA in northern Costa Rica, some of the top leadership of the contra organization, the FDN, including Adolfo Calero, and some other people leading up towards the White House.
Son las mismas fuerzas. La contrarrevolución.
They are the same forces, the counter-revolution, supervised by Señor Calero, and sections of the CIA and the National Security Council, conducted by Mr. Maroney, whose other name is Dewey Claridge, in the Central Intelligence Agency, and in the National Security Council, conducted by Colonel Oliver North. They were the ones interested, or the ones in whose interest it would be, to eliminate the southern forces, or to eliminate us.
The evidence now is a matter of public record that Secord and Kleins and Hakim and Rafael Chichi Quintero, at least, were directly involved in supplying the military equipment, including the C4 explosives that were going into Costa Rica to John Hull's ranch. And we have placed John Hull, by direct eyewitness accounts, physically in the company of Per Anker Hansen or Mike Gillel prior to the bombing, in the presence of the metal suitcase that had the C4 in it.
I have no idea who placed the bomb in the Finca or why. I have no idea. I only know that this Honey and Avergan have constantly bribed people to give false information implicating the CIA, the Costa Rican officials, and so forth. If the CIA has the capacity, if they wanted to kill somebody, they wouldn't have to kill a bunch of innocent press people. That's logical. And they have no need. They had no need to kill. What would the CIA gain by Eden Pastora being dead?
We're convinced from the interviews that we did that targeting the American press, the American journalists who went to La Panca, was one of the specific objects. They wanted Americans to die. They succeeded. They killed Linda Frazier. And that this was one of the plans, because the plan was to blame this bombing on the Sandinistas and try to turn American public opinion and the American press against the Sandinistas.